Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Praise be to God. I say good evening, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The God that we serve, he's awesome. He's powerful. He's true to his word. That's the God that we serve, a God of love. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, let me get myself together here. I want to thank you, Pastor and Miss Jones, for giving me this opportunity to trust me enough to come before you people, my sisters and brothers, and to share a word that the Lord has given unto me. So, Father God, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, that name that you have given unto us. And, Father, we just thank you that as you have poured into me, that I will pour it out upon your people. And, Father, I thank you for I thank you, Lord, that we have ears to hear and a heart to receive your word tonight. I just do thank and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, as I went before the Lord this morning, I want to read something to you all that he's spoken to me. As I was getting ready to prepare for the lesson tonight, I heard from the Holy Spirit. He said, there will be another release of angels that I'm going to release to my people. He said, don't look for them, but you'll know that they are there. They will be there as a help to help you against the power of darkness. He said, I'm releasing the power and the authority against all demons in my name. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Angels. And tonight they were singing a song about angels. But I'm staying with my subject tonight, and this is my subject. He has given unto us. He has given unto us. The main scripture that I will be reading tonight will be Matthew 28, 18 through 20. But I'm going to begin in chapter 28. And I'm going to start telling about the resurrection morning. As I go, I will be paraphrasing this chapter. Just ask you, as I pray, to give you an ear to hear and to listen and a heart to receive. As this chapter read, and it says, that after the Sabbath day was the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene and another woman named Mary went to look at the tomb. At that time, there was a strong earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven. The angel went to the tomb and rolled the stone away from the entrance. Then he sat on the stone. He was a shining bright as light. His clothes was white as snow. The soldiers guarding the tomb and was frightened of the angel. They shook with fear and then became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." That's a word for us. Don't be afraid.